Welcome to Insights with Zion Matthew on In Season. Today's segment is for anyone who's ever felt spiritually dry or distant from the fire they once carried. Our topic today is help. I lost my anointing. We'll be unpacking what it means to drift from the presence of God and how to recognize the signs and, most importantly, how to reconnect with the oil once you walked in. Stay tuned. This conversation will be the start of your restoration. I am joined by our prophet, Zion. Thank you so much, man of God, for your patience. I truly, truly appreciate it. How are you this morning?
I am very well. Thank you so much, woman of God. It's so good to have you back. And we are ready to go in for the overflow this morning.
Glory, glory to God. Without wasting any time, what does it look like when someone who was once on fire for God suddenly realizes that the anointing they carried isn't flowing like it used to?
You know, in Judges chapter number 16, we see Samson, a man that once carried the anointing of God. He carried the power of God. And even once he carried the gates of the city on his back, he tore apart lions at the mouth with his bare hands. He laid his head on Delilah's lap one too many times. He rises to shake himself off and expecting the power of God to return as it always did. This time the oil of the presence of the Lord was gone. You know, the Lord's presence has left him. And the saddest thing is that Samson did not even know it. And this broadcast today is for every single person. You might have walked in the presence of God, walked with the anointing of God, walked with the power of God, but something happened along the way. And today it is my greatest desire is that you cry out again for the presence of God. Mm. Because it's only the anointing, it's only the glory of God that is upon our lives that makes the difference. Women of God, as we begin to understand that many, many churches started, many ministers, many preachers started off with the fire of God, but something happened along the way that took their focus off from what was the true, original, main thing. And we have got to be able to make the main thing the main thing. And these are some of the signs that you might know or you might see in your life to know whether you have lost your flow. Number one, you feel like you're echoing your past victories without reliving or without living in the present fire. You look at the mirror, you see the robe, but you no longer see the mantle. Sure. My God, you no longer feel the mantle. You minister, but your words feels weightless. Sure. In the realm of the spirit. You sing, but the heavens are brass over you. Mm. You pray, but your heart doesn't break and there are no more tears that flow. Once what flowed like a river now drips like a broken tap. Sure. You start to relive old encounters that you had with God, but these have become relics and no longer is it a reality. You can describe where God was, but you cannot tell people where God is anymore. Mm. My God. You remember how the room used to shift when you walked in it, but now you feel like a stranger even in your own calling. Yeah. How sad is that? You sense that people, they are still clapping for you, but heaven does not respond anymore to your voice. And deep down, you are tormented by a question. Has the Spirit of the Lord left me? Have I become a memory in the mouth of God? Sure. Check this out. You have lost your rhythm, but heaven did not forget your name.
Amen.
If the oil has stopped flowing, don't settle for emptiness.
Yeah.
Run back to the source and he will reignite your fire. I'm encouraging our listeners right now, go ahead and share this broadcast. Mm. Share it far and wide. Tag someone in the comment section because God is about to give back somebody's fire in this time.
Glory to God. He is a God that restores. And you know, for us to come back to that place where we need that restoration, there was a drifting that had happened. Can you talk us through some real life moments or decisions that could cause someone to drift from the spiritual place they once occupied?
Listen, David was a man after God's own heart.
Yeah.
But even David missed his moment. In Second Samuel chapter number 11, when the king's supposed to go to war, David stayed at home. One moment of comfort opened the door to compromise. And before David even knew it, a glance turned into adultery. A delay turned into devastation. A decline of, listen, the decline of a giant often begins with one small, I'll sit this one out. My God. Let's look at some real life decisions that often cause us to drift. And it's happened to me as well. And it will happen to many people along your journey with God. You begin to skip the secret place.
Sure.
Convincing yourself that your routine can carry your relationship. But soon enough, your rhythm replaces your reverence for the presence of God, and your devotion to the Spirit of God dries up on the inside. You trade your conviction for comfort. You start saying things like, oh, I just need a break. Not realizing that break becomes habits, and habits become strongholds. You got to understand that when you hold on to offense and thinking it's harmless, bitterness is a slow poison. It doesn't kill you in one gulp. It leaks into your worship. It leaks into your discernment. And all of a sudden, your fire has gone out.
Sure.
Listen, you stop pursuing fresh oil. You live off yesterday's manna, hoping that revelation of yesterday will carry you today into today's battle. But manna that isn't gathered daily begins to rot.
Mm.
You cannot connect to your destiny to wrong people. And many, many times, your wrong alignment actually robs you of the oil that is upon your life. And we normalize compromise. We normalize it. We make excuses for it. And I understand, as a human being, that we can rationalize anything.
Yes.
We can go ahead and rationalize anything.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. You may have wandered far, but you're never too far for the grace of God to reach you. Every wrong turn can become a testimony when you choose to go back to the fire of God. And I want to say this to all of our listeners today. I've walked this walk. I understand that there are places in our lives when you feel that the glory of God has left you. You feel that the presence of God is no longer with you. But I want to tell you, it's not all lost.
Amen.
It's time for us to come back. Listen, more now than ever before. Let's talk to our context here in South Africa. Our churches don't just need good worship teams and singers. We don't just need good preachers with motivational messages. We need an anointing to save South Africa. We need something real coming in the house of the Lord that's going to shift the trajectory over our nation.
Sure.
Where does it start? It does not start in the pews. It starts with us, the men and women of God that are leading the charge. And you might feel today that you have lost that flow, lost that anointing. I'm telling you, it's time to come back. It's time to come back to that.
Glory to God, glory to God. And I also want to encourage you, if you are listening, please encourage someone to plug in on this word. This word is definitely going to restore and redeem those who feel like their fire has been quenched. Thank you so much for this. Is there a difference, though, Prophet, between going through a rough spiritual patch and actually losing your oil? And if so, how can someone tell the difference?
You know, in Matthew chapter number 25, the Bible speaks about the 10 virgins. All were dressed for the occasion. All had lamps. All looked ready. But when the midnight cry came, only 5 had oil. The others realized it's too late. Their appearances don't equal an anointing. They were just tired. They weren't just tired. They were empty. And their emptiness costed them the door. And many, many, many people, you think you're tired, but it's not tiredness. It's that you have run out of oil. Here's how you can tell if someone is in a dry patch or if they really lost their oil.
Sure.
The rough patch still carries the whisper of hunger, even if the fire feels dim. Listen, but losing your oil is when you stop feeling anything at all. The altar call no more moves you. The worship feels like noise. The fire doesn't flicker because the fire has gone out. In a dry season, you might be weary, but you're still reaching for the presence of God. You might be on your knees, but you're trembling because you are still crying out for the Spirit of God. God, don't leave me. Don't take your Spirit away from me. But when the oil is gone, even your desperation goes silent. My God.
Sure.
A rough patch feels like a wilderness. It feels lonely, but it's purposeful. But the oil, the loss of oil, feels like abandonment. You are not being tested. You're just distant. No matter how loud the room gets, your soul remains silent. The key difference is this. Check this out. A dry season will make you feel broken, but lost oil makes you feel fake.
Sure.
Let me say that. A dry season will let you feel broken, but lost oil will make you feel fake. You know how to speak the language of fire, but you haven't touched the flame yourself in a long time. Check this out. Even if your lamp is empty, your lamp is still not destroyed.
Come on.
Heaven is calling you to refill what life's distraction and delay has drained. There's still oil for you, my friend, if you return to the place of pressing. Isn't that just so beautiful?
Amen. Even if your lamp is empty, it is not broken. And I know something about vessels that are not broken, prophet. They are vessels that can still be filled in. I love what you said, and I want our listeners to carry it. A dry season will make you feel broken. Lost oil will make you feel fake. Lost oil will make you feel fake. If you've just tuned in and you're wondering what is happening, this is our segment here on In Season Insights with Zion Matthew. And we are having a conversation that is so convicting, a conversation that is so life-giving at the same time, titled Help, I Lost My Anointing. The man of God is helping us, equipping us in order to replenish the oils that have run dry. Jumping to the next question, prophet, some people will serve. They'll still sing in church. They'll preach, but deep down they know, I'm not where I used to be. I always say you can lie to many people, but you can never lie to yourself. You know when you know that you have been moved from the place that you have been. How do you view the tension between operating in a gift and living without fresh oil?
Listen, God is the only employer that will fire you but still keep you working for him.
Sure.
Can I say that again?
Please.
God is the only employer that will fire you but still keep you working for him.
Sure.
Where do we find this? King Saul was the epitome of this tragedy.
Yeah.
In 1 Samuel chapter number 16, the oil already moved to King David, but Saul still had the throne. The people still followed him. He still gave commandments, but God had left. God had left. And the scariest part was that nobody could tell that God had left, not even King Saul. This is what it looks like. When the gifting remains, but the glory has lifted. Check this out. The gifting, the Bible says, is without repentance, but the glory is not.
Sure.
You can still function in what you were called to do long after you have left the one who called you.
Sure.
You may be moving the clouds, but no longer moving with the heavens. You have learned how to operate in excellence, but not operate in intimacy anymore. You can stir up emotions with your voice, but you cannot break chains with your life.
Sure.
You know how to mimic the move of God because you've lived it before. But when the oil is gone, you're no longer a vessel. You're a vessel-shaped echo, Holy Ghost. And then comes the ache. The deep internal conflict. You're helping others get free, but still secretly wondering, will I ever burn like I used to burn before?
Mighty God.
If you are, you may be gifted and dry, but you don't have to stop there. Heaven is not looking for performance.
Yeah.
It's looking for your surrender. The oil will flow again when you restore your altar. And I'm telling you, this is speaking to so many people right now. So many of you, go ahead and share this broadcast. Tag someone in the section. This, I'm telling you, is a wake-up call to ministers. It's a wake-up call to worship teams. It's a wake-up call to church leaders. You might be going through the rungs of ministry, going through the repetitive cycles, and you are engaging in performance. Nobody knows it, but you know that the place that you walk in, the presence, the glory of God, the Shekinah, is no longer with you. But the Bible says when David sinned, David said, Lord, you can take the palace, you can take the people, you can take the crown, but do not take your Holy Spirit away from us. And we have got to hunger again and say, God, whatever needs to go, must go, but do not take your presence away from us. And this must be the cry of our remnant generation. Amen. This must be the cry of every one of us that are living here today. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen, amen, and amen. This is helping me so much. And I know it's helping someone at home to reignite that fire that once was. Thank you so much for this, Prophet. But before we wrap it up, I want you to speak to someone at home who's listening right now, whether they're at work, whether they're driving, and they say, this is for me. And I'm feeling empty. I'm feeling dry. I'm feeling disconnected. What can they begin to do today to reconnect with the anointing they once walked in?
In Luke chapter number 15, the Bible speaks about the prodigal son hitting rock bottom, surrounded by pigs, starving, filthy, and forgotten. He suddenly remembered his father's house. And my prayer today for every one of you that are watching, that you will remember that place of glory that you walked in, the place of power, the place of the closeness of the presence of the Lord. The Bible says he didn't have to clean himself up first. He didn't wait until he felt holy again. He simply said, I will arise and I will go to my father. And the father, full of fire and compassion, ran to him, kissed him, robed him, and restored him. If that's you today, it's time for you to return. Amen. Listen, the first step is always honesty. Do not be deceived by the claps and the applause of people. People don't know better. People sitting in churches today, they don't know that the presence of the Lord has left your life. Do not be deceived by their clap. The first step is honesty. You see, when Saul sinned before the Lord, he called for David to play on his harp to soothe his dysfunction. Don't soothe your dysfunction today. Sure. Cry out in humility and say, God, without you, we are nothing. Without you, we have nothing to offer. Number two, return to your altar. Even if your words are broken, even if your heart is numb, there's still something waiting for you at the altar. Repent deeply, not from fear, but from a longing, and say, God, I'm coming back to that heart of worship. I'm coming back. Lay down everything before the Lord. And number four, this is so powerful. Get around the fire.
Yeah.
Get around the fire. Run with people that are burning with the power of the Holy Ghost. Sit under anointed ministries. Don't isolate. Proximity to the oil. Proximity to the fire is what's going to set you ablaze again. You are one decision away from restoration. The oil you lost isn't gone forever. It's waiting for you where you left your hunger. Come home. Come home. Rebuild the altar and watch the power of God pour out over you again. And my sincere desire to every one of you, I was there. I ran away from the presence and I felt the glory of the Lord lifting up my life. And I'm telling you, for 7 years, I walked without the presence. I was still preaching. Sure. I was still prophesying. I was on television around the world, but I knew that place was gone. And I cried out every single day to the Lord to restore his presence. I'm in my second wind. And you, my friend, today, watching from all over the world, listening to this from all over the world, God can give you your second wind anointing. Get the oil back. Get the anointing back. Because it's the anointing that will destroy every yoke of bondage. My God.
Thank you so much, Prophet Zion. This has really edified. It has blessed us. It has convicted us. It will never ever leave us the same. Thank you so much for this. And I liked when you said heaven is not looking for performance. It's not time for performance. It's time for us to surrender and to cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, let your presence not depart from us. And with that, that is our segment for Insights with Zion Matthew. Before I let you go, man of God, if they want to plug in to what's happening in the life of your church, what's happening, if you can just let us know.
Listen, if you want to make contact with our ministry, Awake the Nations, go to my webpage, zionmatthew.com, zionmatthew.com on Facebook, Zion Matthew Awake the Nations, Instagram, TikTok. But this coming Sunday at 9 a.m. at Awake the Nations, Cape Town, 31 Kimberley Street in Goodwood. I'm telling you, we are experiencing a mass outpouring every week of the glory and the power of God. You need to get back into that fire. We invite you to come and join us. CCFM, thank you so much again. Woman of God, thank you. It's been such a joy being with you to share my heart for our generation. May the grace and the peace of the Lord be with you always. Until next week, same time, same place, on the world's greatest Christian radio station, CCFM 105.7. God bless
thank
you in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much, Prophet. God bless you.